Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. I'm Jay, this is Alex.
Good morning.
And we're going to be talking about some of the headlines from across the country today, starting with some good news. The Tourism Authority of Thailand has anticipated that 6 million European visitors will be coming to Thailand.
An invasion.
Hooray for tourism from the Westerners. Mm-hmm. The TAT expects 6 million tourists from Europe this year, roughly 80% of the pre-pandemic total.
You're getting back. Nice.
Getting back, yeah. Generating more than 420 billion baht as part of a total revenue of 1.5 trillion baht by the year end.
Whoa. Huge. That's just the Europeans, right?
Like, yes, huge numbers.
Huge.
The TAT governor, Yuttasak Suphasorn, said that I am confident Thailand remains at the top destination in Asia for European markets. He said this while he was attending the ITB Berlin 2023, one of the biggest travel fairs in Europe. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're there because they're promoting the, you know, the Thailand tourism promotional campaigns called the Visit Thailand Year 2023. They've been doing it in China. Obviously they're going in Europe. And they want to boost tourism and convince Europeans and people around the world to travel to Thailand.
This has got to be all because of that Swedish award that was awarded to Thailand. Absolutely. Last week. It's got a 100%
awards,
the influence.
Awards matter.
They do. Why else do them?
Yeah. Right? So the governor said that, look, there's still risk still remains. And that's why they're continuing to not only boost tourism, but also be realistic and anticipate possible issues that might be coming our way. Obstacles such as, obviously, the Russia-Ukraine war, the risk of recession, insufficient flight capacity, labor shortage in the tourism industry in Thailand.
Yeah.
There's a big labor shortage here for the hotels. Most of them can't even find quality skilled labor.
Interesting. Yeah.
So
this is what happens when the demand is, like, outpacing the supply, right? Like, after everything shut down, all of a sudden, all of the businesses went to skeleton crews and just, like, you know.
All the labor as well, like, you know, people in Bangkok, people in places like Phuket, the people that were working there just went back to their province. And they're like, we've survived so far, you know, try to make ends meet while farming or doing odd jobs here and there. What benefit is there of me to go back to Phuket
or
Bangkok, where it's a lot more expensive than their province?
Exactly. And, you know, we were all in survival mode for a long time and we figured out how to survive. So, a lot of shifting dynamics. But as things get back to normal, that should draw more of the labor back in, too.
Yes.
We'll see.
All right. We're going to move on to our second story, which is an update regarding yesterday's crazy story regarding a billionaire's sadistic son who was charged, allegedly, allegedly, for biting his date's genitals and basically, you know, roughing her up
again with
stuff.
The girls. I'm so sorry. It's just like that sentence just gets me, like, the absurdity of it is just insane to me, because he has also denied the biting part of it, while admitting to other aspects that seemed a little more violent. So let's get into it. So the billionaire's son, accused of assaulting a woman that he met on a dating app, has denied the allegations of biting her. However, he did admit to squeezing the victim out of jealousy, leaving her pretty badly bruised.
Yes, all over the body.
Arms, legs, like the images are pretty damning. Mm. But at the same time, he made a bunch of statements that he had been reached out to for statements.
Yeah.
And he had retreated until he had consulted with his father. And after that, he has finally come forward and made these statements. Now, there's a few things in here that, you know, he denies the, you know, the headline grabbing part, the biting part, but he has admitted to jealousy, forcefulness, and has excused that behavior, saying that that is just sort of normal for the Western dating experience. So this case is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. It seems like things might have to be litigated or settled outside of court. So anyways, a harrowing story that we still need to, you know, learn more about, I think.
So basically, after being accused of assault, really, and being quite aggressive against his date and this woman, he's basically come out and said, look, we just had rough sex and these bruises were caused due to rough sex and hitting the bed, and that he said that after I found out that the girl I've been seeing has an ex-boyfriend mm-hmm. and a child, I got jealous and therefore squeezed her, whatever mm-hmm. squeeze means. And because of his excessive squeezing or aggressive squeezing, she's got bruises all over
her
body.
Yeah, and they're pretty significant bruising, yeah. too. So it's not nothing.
Yes.
That's for sure.
And then he had the audacity to even come out and say, like, look, I've tried to reach out to the girl who has not been named, mm-hmm. and we're just calling her A. That's what the Thai media is calling her. And so he said that I've tried to reach out to A, but she won't pick up my calls. And also, I want to ask her why is she accusing me of this? You know, I'm in my first year of college and I've got my future ahead of me.
I mean, he's a kid, right? Like, he's still pretty young. But at the same time, there's a ton of privilege that has come with his upbringing.
Yes.
And that can kind of, like, you know, skew your moral compass when it comes to these kinds of things a little bit. Mm-hmm. But well, I don't know. Again, still all allegations, so we still need to figure out more.
So the lady A, she's actually traveled to the hospital yesterday for a medical examination to mm-hmm. check for signs of assault and sexual harassment.
I feel like there would be signs of the biting, right?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. She said that, you know, the guy's name is Mickey, by the way.
Now
he
we can
obviously has a Thai
shame,
name, but yeah, he's called Mickey. We have a full article on thetiger.com, so you can read the full details on our website. But she's scared that Mickey will come back and hurt her. That's why she has obviously not tried to keep any contact with him. She's the condo that she lives in. She's told the security guard that, okay, he's absolutely not allowed in. And the victim said that she hopes that Mickey is prosecuted according to the law to prevent him from hurting other women. Mm-hmm. Once again, the investigation is still going on. The comments that Mickey, the guy in question, has made don't help.
Sure seem problematic to me.
So he's clearly, in a way, admitted to some form of aggression or activity. Like, he's calling it squeezing. I guess the investigation will really look into the depth of the assault,
the severity,
or the aggression,
right. We'll have updates for you on that later.
Yeah, we'll definitely have updates on that as well. Now the last story we talk about before we go to the break is actually regarding desperate elephants which are fleeing massive forest fires in eastern Thailand. Because, so basically, desperate wild elephants in particular, they're fleeing massive forest fires in Thailand's eastern Trat province. The fires have destroyed more than 2,500 raya forests since February 26, and the poor creatures are trying to escape. Mm-hmm. A herd of 13 elephants in the Klong Khao Waterfall National Park have started moving out. Rangers flew a drone, which spotted the herd trumpeting as they walked down a rural road towards the national park base, and two other herds of elephants also spotted leaving the national park at different points, and more herds are being seen leaving. The Trat governor, Khun Shamnawit, said that the situation is worrying as there are landmines in that area.
Whoa.
As well. Yeah, so the wild elephant unit of the Klong Khao Waterfall National Park is monitoring the situation closely. It's also quite difficult to divert a herd of elephants.
They go where they want to usually.
The head of the park's wild elephant problem solving unit, Khun Pasawat, said that the fires had been raging for several days, prompting the elephants to flee.
Yeah, I saw the images of it. It was, you know, it's sad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's such a weird emotional connection we have with elephants, right?
Yeah, in Thailand, especially.
Especially,
like,
right? And, you know, you have that, I've had moments with elephants where I'm like, geez, this thing is smart, right? Like, this
magnificent
thing,
creatures.
Totally, majestic, right? And to see them just fleeing their habitat, right? Fleeing from man-made causes, right? Yeah. This is all from controlled burns that got out of control. So, this is the consequence of our, you know, activities as humans, habitat loss. Mm. So it's unfortunate. And, I'm glad to see that at least the Thai government is trying to get a handle on things. And
Hopefully they can do something about it. It's difficult to control.
The landmines. That was a twist in the story I didn't expect.
Once again, more updates with regarding that story as the week goes along. For now, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we've got stories about Chinese tourists being fined for wearing Thai student uniforms, which was a bit of a strange one. We've got pink trees all over Bangkok. Find out more after the break.
And join the fun at Carnival Magic. the world's first high carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and this show is brought to you by Carnival Magic. It's a carnival fantasy with all the trouble and sadness and issues going around Thailand.
Take your mind off of it.
Take your mind off for an evening. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a break. Visit Carnival Magic, and you won't be disappointed. They've got a great show. They've got a great buffet. Great time to spend with your family. Check them out. We made a whole video about it. All right. Let's now talk about Chinese tourists. We love Chinese tourists.
Who doesn't?
And a few Chinese tourists, especially attractive female Chinese tourists who are wearing Thai student uniforms, which could be considered fantasy for quite a few people.
Or cosplay.
Or cosplay. They might be fined. I find this strange.
Yeah, it was a strange story to me. Let's take a look at this. A Thai lawyer has warned Chinese tourists to stop wearing Thai student uniforms while traveling in Thailand, as it could result in a fine of 1,000 baht. So a lot of Chinese tourists, they're flooding into Thailand these days. And before the pandemic, there was a film called, well, let me find the name, First Love. It was a Thai romantic comedy that took place in a high school that was very, very popular in China. And it was this sort of style was popularized by a Chinese actress and singer called Zhu Jingyi, who's basically created this trend of fashion, especially for Chinese tourists coming here. Mm. Now, I imagine wearing a Thai school uniform in other countries is not an issue, but here it is. So, what do you think about that? Like, is this a problem? It's a weird one.
Unless they're wearing the Thai uniform and, like, I don't know, trying to get student discounts.
Right. Yeah. Like,
but then again, the tourist in question is obviously a famous, attractive, talented actress or celebrity.
It's not her. It's the trend.
It's the trend that she's created. Yeah. So basically, she started it. Uh-huh. So obviously, other people are following. Mm-hmm. They come, and it's mostly female tourists. Mm-hmm. So they come to Thailand. They buy the Thai uniform. Normally, their name is stitched onto the shirt, and they have fake IDs. Now, unless they're going into Thai schools for some reason, trying to fake their way into
classes.
Yeah, or I don't know, try to get like a student BTS card.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the point.
That's the point. If anything, I think that it's like it's a fad, right? It's going to go away in a while.
Yeah,
it's just like an Instagrammable thing,
right? Like it's a weird trend to me. First of all, it's a strange trend.
Don't question it. It's just a thing.
Yeah. Again, what is the problem, right? Yeah. Like, what is the point of this enforcement? It's not that big of a fine, right?
Defamation. I don't know what, like, they've got school logos. They don't want to be represented by the wrong people.
I guess
people.
So. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the problem, because a lot of these tourists would probably be out drinking in those uniforms.
Possibly, right? Yeah. So you've got the school uniform, and then they might be drinking. They might be, I don't know, doing some activities at this during the day, and they're like, why are students from this school out and about during the day? They should be in school. Or why are they committing doing this or doing that? They should be in school.
Yeah, and there's a weird sensitivity in Thailand towards underage kids and
uniforms.
Consumption of alcohol, I was going to say. Like, you know, the whole, you know, can't buy from 2 to 5 thing.
Asians look young.
Yeah, that's true,
that's
too.
That's just a fact. That's a fact. The lovely lady could be 35, but she looks 15. That's just Asia for you.
Yeah, I don't know. weird one.
I guess, the famous lawyer hasn't gone in depth about what technically is wrong, but I'm sure there are laws protecting.
There is a law,
yes.
But what is the point of that law, and how did it come about?
Is 1,000 baht worth it? I'm guessing the entire uniform and everything and, like, you know, for the group of friends would probably cost more than 1,000 baht.
That's a funny thing, right? It's like, if it's just a little fine, plenty of Chinese tourists would be like, yeah, sure, here. I'll pay that just to be able to do this.
And they're buying the uniform from, like, an official store. There is no official school store. But, you know, like, they're being tailor-made from a uniform shop that normal students would go. So is it the shop's fault for selling it to them? Or is it the tourist's fault for buying them and wearing it and getting fined? Who should be in trouble?
Yeah, that's also true. Because, ignorance of the law does not excuse breaking it. But this is a weird law.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you on a high note today. Because if you're in Bangkok especially, we've got some good news for you. Pink trumpet trees have been decorating the park in the middle of Bangkok. That's right. Nice. Nature enthusiasts and keen photographers rejoice because Wachira Penchathat Park, also known as Suvarnabhumi Phai in the Chatuchak district of Bangkok, is currently decorated with gorgeous Tabibua rosé or pink trumpet trees in full bloom.
That sounds lovely.
For those who have been waiting for the park to transform from its usual green appearance to the picturesque pink, the wait is finally over. This is a rare opportunity to witness this breathtaking phenomenon right in the heart of the bustling city of Bangkok. Visitors to the park will be able to capture stunning shots of the park's pink trumpet trees with numerous angles and compositions to choose from. It is indeed a photographer's paradise. Now, with the Tabibua rosé in full bloom, the park offers a unique experience that's hard to come by. This is an excellent opportunity to enjoy nature's beauty and indulge in a peaceful escape in the middle of Bangkok. The trees usually bloom from the end of February to the end of March. So you don't, it's not throughout
the window.
The
year. Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is till the end of the month. You got it. So if you like, you know, if you like going to the parks in general,
who doesn't?
And if you need an excuse to go to the park, both of them work. They've got a picturesque pink trees.
This is the first time I'm even hearing about this. So thank you for breaking the news for me.
Why go to Japan and see the sakura trees when you've got pink trumpet trees here in Bangkok?
Duh.
Cost saving.
Skip that trip to Japan.
Yeah. And it's going to be a nice evening park. You know, take your partner, take your friend, take your colleague, make a business trip there. Oh, anything's possible.
You've got all sorts of ideas over here. That sounds nice.
So, once again, this is in the Chatuchak district. It's called the Suvarnabhumi Phai, which is the Rot Phai Park, or the proper name, Wachira Penchathat Park.
Show off my article.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you have a great Thursday. And those are some of the headlines. Full stories and more on thetiger.com. I'm Jay. This is
Alex.
And we'll see you live once again tomorrow morning. Until then, take care. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.